is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
As we launch in hour number two of the program, again, 1-800-259-9231, going right into your phone calls. Don't forget to join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Let's talk first to Rich in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Rich.
Well, good evening.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, what's on my mind is I have a book recommendation.
Oh,
book,
okay.
Recommendation?
Yes.
Okay.
By David Crosby.
David As in Crosby, Stills, and Nash?
Exactly.
Okay.
It's an autobiography called Long Time Gone, and he covers, from experience, two things that you discussed in the first hour. One is the Second Amendment and the need to be able to protect yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And including an encounter he actually had where he actually needed to use his gun to fend off an intruder in his house that was breaking into his house. And also he talks about exactly the same point that you were making in the first hour about how when the government lies about drugs to kids, for example, they're teaching kids in the DARE program that all drugs are equally bad, et cetera, then they try marijuana and they find out that it's a bunch of hooey. So then they figure that the government must be lying about all the other drugs. He makes exactly the same point in this book. Now, for those of you who are not familiar with David Crosby, he got really hooked into drugs. And he, in his own words, he's never known anyone to come closer to death and recovered as he has.
Wow. Talk about hitting bottom, huh?
Yeah, and besides that, the book, he's a really, really good writer. And it's an entertaining book, and if you're into rock history, it's so much the better.
Cool. Well, anything else on your mind tonight?
Well, actually, there is one other thing, if you don't mind a video recommendation.
Why not?
You were talking about the fact that when the government gathers information on the citizens, that's the first step to, well, who knows what.
It's usually the first step to rounding people up or taking their guns or something else like
well,
that.
Well, and there's no better documentary that I know of than Innocence Betrayed, which is a project of Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership. And their website is jpfo.org.
I've heard a lot of good things about that particular organization.
Right, and their documentary, I mean, it's graphic. It shows just what you were talking about, how first they gather information, then they get into registration. They systematically, incrementally disarm the people and then wipe them from off the face of the earth.
It's been done again and again. It's again, history repeating itself.
Right.
Rich, great call tonight. Thanks for the recommendations, and I'm sure you can find, if not David Crosby's book, but I'm betting that JPFO video is probably on Google Video for free, if you look around for it. 800-259-9231, continuing with Micah in South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Micah?
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I want to take things to a completely kind of different topic, but it's on the lines with some interaction I've had over the last 5 years with various branches of the federal government in trying to get some closure on a elusive wildlife creature that I have pretty good documented footage of.
Okay. Is this the Bigfoot? You're not calling about the Bigfoot, are you?
No. Let me tell you.
Bigfoot is real.
I've been very secretive about this. No, this is an actual animal. It's a form of...
Are you saying the Bigfoot is not an actual animal?
Is this the chupacabra?
No. Let me tell you. I've spent so many time deleting emails concerning this since I aired an edited version of my film. I may have accidentally filmed a 150-pound Black Panther.
I
did it in May 2002, and of course, I wanted to make awareness proper when I've had enough people tell me that that's what it is on my film, to the Department of Natural Resources, South Carolina DNR, which a state I heard you recently mention, but that's a whole topic I'll get on at another time.
I'm confused. I mean, why is this revolutionary? Are Black Panthers not supposed to exist or something?
Absolutely not, sir. A simple search of Panther sightings in SC for South Carolina will show DNR's stance is they do not exist, and I even have one quoted, a gentleman that won Game Warden of the Year on a government website quoted as saying, if you've seen one, you didn't. If you know you've seen one, you still didn't. And therein, I'm not.
Are they only supposed to be extinct from South Carolina or everywhere?
They're supposed to not exist anywhere in the Americas naturally. They passed them off as escaped exotic pets.
I thought the panthers were black. Mark, am I misremembering?
Yeah, you're not correct there. You did see in Florida black panthers, but they were zooed. That you didn't see.
Yes, that's correct from what I've learned.
So black panthers are not supposed to be found anywhere in the wild in North America? Is that what you're saying?
No, but yet they're cited just as many as Bigfoot. And see, that's wherein lies a lot of problems, because the Department of Natural Resources members that I've seen posting online on this government forums board that I've posted also, they're ignoring certain evidence as to a 1779 book by Glenn Hewitt called The Description of South Carolina, where it lists all the mammals.
What is it that you're trying to accomplish with this?
What I'm trying to accomplish is the same amount of awareness that a jogger would have in the hills of California in Francis Mary National Forest and Sumter National Forest, where these animals are being encountered quite a bit. And the biggest revelation is a U.S. Forestry Service technician was chased into the Chattooga River and swam to South Carolina to evade an attack, a possible attack by a 7-foot-long black panther.
So you're saying that you want to get this information out there so people can be aware that these creatures are in existence and could possibly be putting you in danger if you're out and about?
To a degree, yes. Now, to my area, that would be to a lesser degree, because I'm raised in an area where shotguns by the front door in most cases, very rural.
Certainly, if you are packing, then you'll be able to defend yourself fairly well against the Black Panther.
Well, you want to be packing the right thing. You don't want to be packing a .22.
I'll take a .22 over nothing.
The simple thing that I learned from when you're knee-high to go out in the woods with your father hunting is they are an animal that your parents make you aware of that could be a threat. And the safety awareness they give you is to consistently look over your shoulder and deliberately face the opposite direction, because even in California, they know cougar attacks, like a jogger that was attacked, I believe, several years ago and may have been killed.
Do you think there's any chance this is actually Manimal from the 1980s drama?
I used to watch that as a kid, and that's come into my head a few times because I've seen YouTube footage that shows that old clip.
It really could. It could be a lycanthrope, you know.
Micah, good luck with your project there, and thank you for the call tonight.
Off air, I give the YouTube address that you can look at.
You know what you can do is you can go to our BBS and you can post it there. And
yeah, we'll see it then.
Solve the problem. Go to bbs.freetalklive.com.
And then a bunch of other people will see it, too.
Yeah. Thanks for the call tonight, dude. 800-259-9231. I didn't know this was a controversy. I didn't know there was controversy out there over the existence of black panthers, but apparently there is.
I didn't know it either.
You learn something new every night here.
However, I don't like the way you guys just handily dismiss Bigfoot as, that's not real.
It's your pet conspiracy, isn't it?
It's not a conspiracy. Who's conspiring to make Bigfoot?
The people that want to profit from selling Bigfoot T-shirts and videos.
And what's wrong with selling a few T-shirts and videos? I mean, you know, people sell the alien head T-shirts. Big, fat, hairy deal. I absolutely see no reason there can't be a North American primate. No reason.
No, well, whatever. I mean, at least you're not out there spending your life trying to track it down, Mark. Is that what you want to do with your
money? I'm spreading the word. I'm telling people to research Bigfoot.
Someday you're going to take all your money you make from the radio business and go out on a hunt.
And I'm going to buy a hairy suit.
All right, so 1-800-259-9231. Yes, you can actually bring up whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live. Coming up here, the San Francisco Chronicle. And a couple of their authors there talking about the state of the union, at least when it comes to military power over the population, and the federal government's increasingly frightening police powers that it has just decided to accumulate to itself without any sort of constitutional protection against these things from happening. They've just ignored the Constitution outright. Did you know that they are actually building detention camps in America? Now, I don't want to sound like some paranoid kook crackpot.
But they are building them.
They are building them. I thought they just had a contract to build them. According to this article, they are being built. And again, this is from the San Francisco Chronicle.
What's
more coming up.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
For veterans of all branches of the United States military, HempUSA.org is offering a 3-month sampler of our hemp products for increased digestion and immunity health of our returning veterans. At HempUSA.org, we feel a sense of urgency for the returning troops to try the most densely nutrient food on the planet. This raw food will rebalance all of their body systems and push all toxins that are found in all of the returning soldiers. We at HempUSA.org feel a need to let the soldiers past, present, and future know about this great urgency to detoxify the body before it can heal itself. The body, if given the proper nutrients, will always heal itself, mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually, by calling 908-691-2608 and ordering a 3-month sampler. You will receive a 6-week supply of the highest grade essential fatty acid oil in the world at no charge. You can receive these incredibly healing raw food products delivered to your door with free shipping. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care and cardio maintenance. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by Jim Strauss after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. As a seventh generation herbalist, Jim knew that there were herbs that had a long tradition of heart, blood, and circulation properties, and that there had to be another option besides going under the knife. Jim said no and began working on a formula to better himself and others. After he perfected the mixture of herbs and spices, he created Strauss Heart Drops. Get the Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.95. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you really can do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Life is a gamble, but you can stack the deck. If you knew what I know about all the problems food will protect you from, you'd start immediately to put every effort and dollar you can get into the biggest supply of food possible. When the dollar and economy crash, when the imported and genetically poisoned food is all that's left, when the quarantine and bird flu hit, our only protection and only chance to be fearless is having control of our own supply of food and enough of it. But if you knew what we haven't yet discovered, you wouldn't waste time listening to the rest of this announcement before charging out and getting a serious food supply. Decide, it's food now or probably never. But can you afford to be wrong? Decide now. Place your bet. Can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free, 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The features for free archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just go and download them right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience. Totally free. Click. It's that easy. There's no logging in. Those other radio talk show hosts, they want you to pay for their archives. Ours are free, so enjoy. freetalklive.com. Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you'd like to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. We go to the phones and talk to Brian in Colorado on the AMP line. Hello, Brian.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I was at the airport this morning, came through another Monday morning flight.
Okay.
And I was thinking that there's something different about the whole TSA checkpoint thing than pretty any other law that's out there. And I'd kind of like to run this past you and your listeners to see what they can do about it.
Okay, sure.
As I was going to the airport, I'm going 80 miles an hour in a zone. I roll through stop signs. I broke a lot of laws.
Mm.
I knew I was breaking those laws, but, you know, I know it's 30 miles an hour. There's the sign right there, and the sign is my master. The sign says 70. I'm going 80. But I knew I'm breaking them, and I knew that I could get caught, and I took that risk because who wants to go 70 when you don't have to?
Sure.
I wasn't, obviously wasn't hurting anybody.
People take that risk every single day.
Exactly. But there are people who take risks jumping out of planes, and then there are people who take, you know, well, you're probably going to get hurt.
Right.
And there are people who take risks just, you know, going a little bit faster than the silly signs say. So all day long, all the time, you know, people smoke pot knowing that it's illegal.
Mm.
People, you know, buy and sell booze to minors knowing it's illegal. But they do it knowing that if they get caught, they're going to pay. They're going to pay the price.
Sure.
The difference is now I can't get on an airplane. I can't choose to break the law and not get searched.
You can't choose. You're losing me. I'm sorry. Run that by me again.
I can't choose to break these, you know, TSA, Patriot Act, National Security Checkpoint laws, and run the risk of getting caught. In other words, I can't just kind of go around the checkpoint of my plane and hope that they didn't see me.
Right, it's unavoidable. Right.
Yeah, I can go 80 and hope they don't see me. If they do, okay, yeah, you know, pay the fine. But they stop every single one. It's a positive checkpoint where you can't make the choice as to whether to obey their laws or not.
Well, you could choose not to fly.
You could choose not to fly, right? I mean,
you can also choose not to go by train because we now know that they're expanding the Amtrak facilities.
Right, and I could drive, which is a million times more dangerous than flying, you know, statistically.
Right.
So the great success of this, you know, arbitrary TSA, you know, the checkpoints at the airport laws, you know, where I reported here on a few weeks ago that I had a tube of toothpaste that was 8 ounces that I had carried with me for 2 or 3 years, and finally when it got down right to the bottom, they said, oh, you can't have this on the plane. That's a national security problem.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't bother to tell them, oh, I've had it for the last 2 years.
Right.
Because, you know, I didn't want to get a letter in the mail.
Yeah, they probably would have, you know, they wouldn't have taken particularly kindly to that.
Yeah, yeah. What's your address and phone number, sir?
Right.
So I'm worried that, you know, now they see this success, why not make all laws that way? And that's actually where we're heading. We're heading, you know, we've got these checkpoints that are inside of the borders, you know, way inside the borders, on roads that don't even touch the border. We've got this whole they're going to put GPS systems in the cars now. They're going to sell
sure.
it to you saying that, oh, well, you know, if you break down, we'll know where you are.
Right.
So also, if you're speeding, we'll know where you are. And we'll just send a ticket directly to your address because we know where you are.
Yeah, not to mention the cameras that are popping up everywhere, TSA moving out to Amtrak. Inevitably, they're going to set up more roadblocks and checkpoints throughout the country. Sure. So what you're saying is they're moving to the direction of filtering through every single person who's traveling.
Not just traveling, but how long is it going to be until everything is checked? Like, for instance, I can't go down and buy a non-prescription Claritin at the drugstore now without showing my driver's license.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've come to the point where, you know, they've caught as many people as they can with the resources they have. So now they got to catch all these other lawbreakers. We'll make a law, and then we have to put these positive things in place to make sure that no one can, you know, escape around the security checkpoint. In other words, you can't buy these non-prescription what are they? The stuff that's used to make meth, right?
Yeah. Pseudoephedrine. Pseudoephedrine, for instance.
Sure. But so I mean, how long will it be? And yeah, like I say, they got GPS systems in your car. They can tell when you're speeding. There doesn't have to be a cop anywhere around. You just can't speed now. I guess you could buy a 1968 car that doesn't have these. But how long will it be until they're called illegal because they're polluting or whatever? They'll always come up with a good reason that most people will support for these draconian laws.
Well, you know, I don't know about speed limits. I think speed limits is one of the places where if, in fact, they actually enforced speed limits, if we were all forced to go the speed limit and that kind of thing, that people would actually rise up. It seems to me. Maybe I'm wrong. You would think that in the airport that they would hate the idea of waiting around for that nonsense, but...
People get tickets all the time, and they just pay them.
Well, they just pay them because they're taking their chances. They either get the ticket or they don't get the ticket. But if the thing about speeding is it's really about fundraising. And I think everybody to some extent understands that, and you know, or it's a punishment for doing what I want to do.
So you're saying that they're going to make it so that you just can't speed if they made it so that everyone had a governor on their car or something?
Right. If they did such a thing, I think that people would then lobby, you know, it seems to me that people would then demand higher speed limits.
Well, think about getting on a plane 10 years ago, 15 years ago, And what it is now. If you were to tell somebody, you know, waiting at the airport 10 years ago that at some point, you know, they're going to, you know, make sure that you can't have more than 3 ounces of aftershave in your bag.
Yeah, you'll have to take off your belt, too.
I'd never fly again. That's stupid. The people would never stand for that.
They can claim at the very least that you know, the terrorists will get you if you have, you know, that the terrorists carry 4 ounces of aftershave, you know, and people seem to buy that stupid line. But they can't claim that the terrorists make you speed, you know? I don't know. I'm just defending it. I think that's the case. I may be wrong.
Well, my point is that we're building this state where you will no longer have as many choices to break the law as we do even now.
Sure,
and we have a lot less choices now than we did before.
The law is becoming more more apparent in each of our lives. The intrusiveness is continuing to increase, and more people are just putting up with it. And the terrorism excuse is apparently good enough. It's scaring people enough to the point where they're allowing all of these infringements upon their civil liberties. And I don't know, Mark, if these people have a line in the sand. If they keep incrementally instituting more and more of these control measures, will the frogs in the boiling pot ever figure it out before it's too late? I just don't know, and we're going to keep talking about this. Brian, thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Speaking of that boiling pot, we will take its temperature here in moments and let you know exactly where things are at on the federal level. In case you are not aware, it's a pretty scary situation. This is Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly-Clark.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
In this jungle called life, only the tiger survives. So says the armchair survivalist Kurt Wilson, owner of Survival Enterprises. Kurt talks common sense about food storage, health care, firearms and weaponry, security, urban and wilderness survival techniques, and the simple things we can all do to help us and our loved ones survive when bad times hit. Learn to be one step ahead of the crowd in everyday situations. The armchair survivalist is geared for the rest of us who don't have unlimited funds to buy land, a cabin, build a bunker, or buy all the expensive survival supplies that would come in handy. He shows you how to work smarter, not harder. For over 25 years, Kurt has been helping people prepare for hard times. The Armchair Survivalist is sure to be an informative, entertaining, and educational talk show, with Kurt not only sharing his vast level of survival knowledge, but taking your calls as well. Listen to The Armchair Survivalist, Saturdays at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time on the GCN Radio Network.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. Take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there, totally free, including the wiki, over 1,500 pages created by listeners just like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive. wiki.freetalklive.com.
How would you like to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without permanently changing your diet? Check out this amazing doctor-recommended cleanse. Go to FTLDiscount.com. You can read some real testimonials. Find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com.
Talking about the authoritarian government that we are definitely we have today, and that it's just getting worse as we go down this path towards basically totalitarianism, just kind of this scary fascist socialist police state that we have being built up around us. And a couple of the writers over at the San Francisco Chronicle really do a great job here in this article from a few days ago, laying it out, our current situation. Starts with a quote from Winston Churchill back in 1943. Here it is. The power of the executive to cast a man into prison without formulating any charge known to the law, and particularly to deny him the judgment of his peers, is in the highest degree odious and is the foundation of all totalitarian government, whether Nazi or communist. So the article begins. Since 9/11, and seemingly without the notice of most Americans, the federal government has assumed the authority to institute martial law, arrest a wide swath of dissidents, citizen and non-citizen alike, and detain people without legal or constitutional recourse in the event of, quote, an emergency influx of immigrants in the U.S., or to support the rapid development of new programs, unquote. Now, all of the stuff you're going to hear talked about in this article, we've covered on this show, but this does a brilliant job of putting it all in the same place. And if that's not a scary quote, let me reiterate. They're building these detainment camps to put people in the event of an emergency influx of immigrants, or to support the rapid development of new programs. talk about a wide-open possibility there.
Yeah, it does seem rather wide open, disturbingly wide.
Right, so whatever those programs are supposed to be, nobody really knows for sure, but they could be anything. And the money's there, the contracts are there. In fact, beginning in 1999, the government has entered into a series of single-bid contracts. And by the way, 1999 is prior to the Bush administration. So all those people that try to tell you that it's all Bush, it's Bush's fault. No, it's been going on for much longer than Bush.
Right. Single-bid contracts didn't start with George Bush, although he has taken them to a new level.
But it was still Halliburton back in 1999 that was getting the deals. How did that happen? Subsidiary of theirs, Kellogg Brown and Root, rather, KBR, to build detention camps at undisclosed locations within the United States. The government has also contracted with several companies to build thousands of rail cars, some reportedly equipped with shackles. Now, that one was news to me. I had not heard that particular story.
It's bizarre.
Ostensibly to transport detainees. According to diplomat and author Peter Dale Scott, the KBR contract is part of a Homeland Security plan entitled Endgame, which sets as its goal...
It's funny, the names of these projects. Now, where is this news article from?
San Francisco Chronicle, sfgate.com.
Okay.
The Homeland Security plan is titled Endgame, which sets as its goal the removal of all removable aliens and potential terrorists. Fraudbusters such as Representative Henry Waxman from L.A. have complained about these contracts, saying that more taxpayer dollars should not go to the taxpayer gouging Halliburton. But the real question is, what kind of new programs require the construction and refurbishment of detention facilities in nearly every state of the union with the capacity to house perhaps millions of people?
It's a bizarre program.
Sector 1042 of the 2007 National Defense Authorization Act says use of the armed forces in major public emergencies. It gives the executive power to invoke martial law. For the first time in more than a century, the president is...
Before you go on with the martial law story here, let me posit for a second that the federal government has decided, all these illegal aliens that they've got, they've broken the law. We could charge them and sentence them and use them as slave labor for stuff. I mean, convicts are used for slave labor and to benefit prisons all over the United States. I know people don't know this, and I can cite you example after example if you would like to call in and talk about it. But
possibility.
They may decide, there's supposedly 20 million people. If you could get someone else to pay for it and you benefit from it, well, that makes perfectly good sense.
Yeah, and it makes more sense than gassing people, right? Then they won't look as awful as the Nazis while they're essentially doing the same thing.
They broke the law, Ian.
For the first time in more than a century, the president is now authorized to use the military in response to, this is another quote from the law, a natural disaster, a disease outbreak, a terrorist attack, or any other condition in which the president determines that domestic violence has occurred to the extent that state officials cannot maintain public order.
Does that disturb anyone as much as it disturbs me?
Any other condition in which the president determines, all up to him, that domestic violence has occurred to the extent...
When did the president become God?
Within the last few years. The Military Commissions Act of 2006, ran through Congress just before the midterm elections in 2006, allows for the indefinite imprisonment of anyone who donates money to a charity that turns up on a list of terrorist organizations or who speaks out against the government's policies. The law calls for secret trials for citizens and non-citizens alike. Also in 2007, the White House...
It does. It absolutely does. We've read it.
Star chambers are real. This is happening right here in the good old land of the free. This is not being made up.
Also, in San Francisco Chronicle is a reputable source.
In 2007, go look up the laws for yourself, the quotes. I mean, he pulled that quote right out of the Defense Authorization Act. We'd read that quote before on the air.
Yeah.
Also in 2007, the White House quietly issued a National Security Presidential Directive, number 51, to ensure the continuity of government in the event of what the document vaguely calls...
God knows we need that.
...a catastrophic emergency. Should the president determine that such an emergency has occurred, he and he alone is empowered to do whatever he deems necessary to ensure continuity of government. Now, this could include everything from canceling elections to suspending the Constitution to launching a nuclear attack. Congress has yet to hold a single hearing on that particular presidential directive. U.S. Representative Jane Harman from L.A. has come up with a new way to expand the domestic war on terror. Her Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act of 2007, which passed the House by a lopsided vote of 404-6, guess who one of the six was?
Ron Paul.
Would set up a commission to examine and report upon the facts and causes of so-called violent radicalism and extremist ideology, then make legislative recommendations on combating it. According to the commentary in the Baltimore Sun, Representative Harman and her colleagues from both sides of the aisle, remember they're working together to stop terrorism, believe the country faces a native brand of terrorism and needs a commission with sweeping investigative powers to combat it. A clue as to where Harman's commission might be aiming is the Animal Enterprise Terrorism Act, a law that labels those who, this is kind of scary, those who, quote, engage in sit-ins, civil disobedience, trespass, or any other crime in the name of animal rights as terrorists.
That's now, crazy.
Now, look, we've talked about the Animal Liberation Front before on this show, and their tactics are violent and despicable.
But sit-ins?
But, now, if the Animal Liberation Front goes and breaks into somebody's business or somebody's office or factory and sets it on fire, as they've been known to do, and does damage, if they're harming another person's property, then absolutely they need to be brought to justice for that and made to pay restitution. But sit-ins and civil disobedience? That's going to count you as a terrorist? And that if you're doing it in the name of animal rights? And this is just one of the proposals, right? This is the Animal Enterprise Terrorism Act. For instance, other groups in the crosshairs, according to the article, could be anti-abortion protesters, anti-tax agitators, immigration activists, environmentalists, peace demonstrators, Second Amendment rights supporters. The list goes on and on. Anybody that is in opposition to the status quo, anyone in opposition to the federal government that we have, could be targeted as one of these new terrorists under the Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act. According to author Naomi Wolf, the National Counterterrorism Center holds the names of roughly 775,000 terror suspects, with a number increasing by 20,000 per month. How long is it going to take for you and I to get on that list, Mark?
Oh, I'm sure we're on it.
1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. What could the government be contemplating that leads it to make contingency plans to detain without recourse millions of its own citizens? Can you answer that question? It's Free Talk Live.
Imagine for a moment that everyone trusted you. You would sell more, love more, and accomplish more than you ever imagined. Scientists have discovered the human hormone oxytocin increases people's trust in each other. Now, with Liquid Trust, you can harness this power. Buy Liquid Trust now at 800-507-3718 or on the web at liquidtrustspray.com. Use code FTL to get free shipping.
Call 800-507-3718 or liquidtrustspray.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Carcinic Minute. In ancient times, troubadours traveled around and told stories through song. But did you know today's cars have a troubadour of their own right under your hood? When I come back, I'll sing its praises.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air and fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com.
Your automotive troubadour may not sing, but it sure travels around and tells stories. It's your dipstick, and it communicates more than engine oil levels. Take a look and listen. Black oil on the dipstick says you're overdue for an oil change. Froth hints oil contamination. Metal particles caution engine checkups in order. And water droplets may mean harmless condensation, but more likely declare trouble, leaking gaskets, or faulty thermostat. Take heed, or you may be spending time not traveling, but singing the blues. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything toll-free. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away. And if you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, then shop with us at the Free Talk Live store. Get yourself some great Free Talk Live branded merchandise. We've got t-shirts and hats, hoodies. We've got more, including the Free Talk Live archives, DVD classic archive collector sets, that and more, including free marketeer logo stuff, all there at store.freetalklive.com. While you're there, find out how you can win yourself, snag a copy of Barry Cooper's excellent Never Get Busted Volume 1 DVD, free with your order. Get all the details at store.freetalklive.com. So, Mark, did you have any other thoughts on this police state, the rise of the police state? The San Francisco Chronicle has done a fine job of just laying it out there, where things are currently at with this federal government continuing to just grab more and more power for itself, specifically the executive branch, to the point where martial law can be declared for virtually any reason. People can be snatched off the streets. Regular people can be accused of being a terrorist and just taken out of the public and subjected to a star chamber, secret trials, military tribunals. They're building detention camps in secret locations all across the country, and that's been going on since before 2001, since 1999.
That's when the contracts came through.
Well, I remember reported on a contract that was signed a few years ago, so the contract has been updated since then. It started in 99, and it's been going on ever since. And so it seems like all this is in preparation for something pretty darn big. So it's almost as though someone has a plan out there, and it's really frightening.
I have the soul of, as we know, I have the soul of a conservative. I don't like to just bandy about terms like police state and things like that, but the evidence has been presented to me through the national news media, and I cannot I can't ignore it. I can't say no, we don't live in a police state. Now, I'd say that there's probably some hallmarks of a huge police state, or the dangerous kind that we haven't quite gotten to yet. We're not killing a particular ethnic group. That's sort of the Nazi thing. People aren't disappearing in the night too often. There's a few instances where people have disappeared and you don't know what happened to them or anything like that. But the news media likely wouldn't even report on somebody that came up missing. Unless
they were blonde, pretty girl.
Well, that's a big issue.
Yeah.
But
if it's just some dude, it's another missing person.
But it's just, even so, it's not widespread people coming up missing. That's not happening yet. Obviously, this has a provision in it for it. But it bothers me that the government is going through the legal steps that makes it so that they can do these things.
Sure. We are completely within the law, citizen.
Yep.
Put your hands behind your back.
And they've been at it for the last several years. Would love to have your thoughts on this, how you feel, what you plan on doing about it, because we've taken steps. We've made a move. We've joined the Free State Project, and we've moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, a wonderful idea that brings liberty-loving activists together to the same place, because we understand that, look, it's now or never. You either get active and do something, and you don't have to join the Free State Project. You should just do something. Get active, join a Ron Paul meetup group, and get together and meet some other people of like mind.
I'm for any kind of liberty activism. I don't care what it is, I'm for it.
It's
vulgar or dumb.
You can't sit there and expect everybody else to pick up this ball and run with it and take care of this for you, because it is going to require you taking action just like everybody else taking action.
To me, the Free State Project it seems like the only thing one can do. I do the things for liberty that make sense. I wouldn't even consider myself the biggest libertarian activist out there. I'm not that kind of guy. I just want my family, and I just want to have a good job, and those things are. I don't consider myself one of these wingnut crazies.
Sure.
I just, you know, I donate some money to the Ron Paul campaign because I felt like he had a shot, and he certainly got a great deal of attention, and maybe he could get in there. I wouldn't bet the ranch on it.
Sure.
And you know, I moved for the Free State Project. I certainly will. What one can do is at least sign up for the Free State Project. That way, they can get to 20,000
and trigger the move.
And trigger the move. That in and of itself is an important thing.
So
sign up for the Free State Project.
I like what you're saying here, Mark. You've got to take action. You've got to do something in your personal life to make a move toward liberty. And if you're not ready to actually physically get up, pick up everything and move to New Hampshire, then there are smaller things that you can do. But the reason why I think the New Hampshire Free State Project is so persuasive is because it's an original idea. It's something that hasn't been tried yet. In that all of these other things that we're hearing being proposed right now, for instance, a number of the Ron Paul activists are going to be gathering on April 15th in Washington, D.C. and around the country, and they're going to be having protests. So, you know, sign waving, we want to not pay taxes anymore. We're going to keep paying taxes. We want to just let you know we don't like these taxes. That's been tried over and over again.
The only reason you can say that is because you, in fact, don't pay the income tax. And that's, you know, it's a strong, brave move on your part. And, you know, only a person who's made that move could make that statement.
Well, and that's what it's going to take, is it's going to take people to make strong, brave moves. And I think a very strong, brave move is moving for liberty. It's an original move. It's something that hasn't been tried. We can run candidates all across the country and continue to receive 4% or less in every single election and continue to be laughed at and ridiculed, or we can get together and make a difference.
And I've heard people, second guess which state was picked. Oh, you know, this state or that state or another state would have been a better state for to make a stand for liberty. And maybe you're right, but you know, that was the state that was chosen. It was chosen democratically. I realize democracy is not the greatest system and everything, but it was
chosen via Condorcet method.
What's that mean?
Well, it wasn't a majority vote necessarily. It was a vote with ranking. So you would rank. I don't know if that's non-democratic or not, but
I think it's somewhat democratic.
It deserves mentioning in that each state was ranked based on the preference of the individual who was choosing them.
Okay. And it was the one that was chosen. And, you know, that's the state that's picked. If you have a Free State Project for every state, then the Free State Project isn't going
to
work.
Right, we're back to square one.
Right, the Free State Project's only going to work if people move to the one state that we're, you know, choosing to make a stand for liberty and to return to liberty. That's the one that, that's what's going to work.
And
because obviously we can't do it on a national scale. We failed time and time and time again.
Right, and don't give me the "it's too cold" excuse.
Right, you can't give me that too cold excuse.
Right.
We are two Florida boys here.
Florida
I do
blood,
not want,
yep.
You know, this is the snowiest winter yet. I do not want. Did you hear me complain about it on the radio?
No, you've been all right.
Do not.
You've been working
tell
it every
me.
Day.
I am
crazy.
Out there every day. You know, I bought myself a pair of Carhartt overalls.
You've gone mad.
And I've got a jacket and I put a hat on and I get out there and I swing a hammer in the cold.
So you can't tell me about it's too cold.
Right. And the fact is, it's not as cold as some places in this country. The people in Wisconsin, for instance, are getting, on days where we've got it 20 degrees in New Hampshire, it's 20 below there.
Yeah.
So it's not even the coldest.
And you know, the whole idea that, for one, you know, here cold is dry as opposed to wet. In Florida, when it was 50 degrees, you know, it's similar to 30 degrees here in New Hampshire, just because... Yeah. You know, it's wetter in Florida.
The fact is, if your number one objection is it's too cold, then you really need to you really need to reassess.
You don't want anything for liberty.
You need to reassess your priorities. Is liberty something worth giving up a little bit of comfort for? Because that's all you're talking about here. And I would make the claim that it's actually no less comfortable here than it is in a hot climate. In fact, one could make the argument it's more comfortable in a cold climate. It's just the luxuries are reversed. If you live down south, it's hot as hell all the time. And then you go and you run from air-conditioned car to air-conditioned house. Up here, it's cold, you know, 8 months out of the year, and you run from heated car to heated house. There's no difference there.
Yeah, there's the shoveling, the car doesn't stop when you apply the brakes. There's all kinds of things to cold that stink.
You can hire people to shovel if you want to.
You can choose to do that. I would prefer it to be...
I would prefer the weather in Florida.
Here in New Hampshire, I don't have that. That is not an option. The weather is something I was willing to give up in pursuit of liberty. Because I didn't want to say I allowed America to slip into a despotic, tyrannical, morass because I didn't want to be cold.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just didn't have that. And you know, even if that's the worst thing for you, be a snowbird. Move up here for 9 months.
Sure.
Go back to Arizona or whatever for 3.
So there you go. 1-800-259-9231. I guess the ultimate question for those people is actually having a real shot at liberty in your lifetime worth a little bit of chilly temperatures? Or would you prefer to be in chains on the beach? 1-800-259-9231. All right, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. We're going to Chris. He wants to talk about Gene Ray here in a few moments. Hour number 3 is coming up. Also, still to come, one of the more bizarre objections to liberty that I've ever received in the email box. We'll read that one for you and see what you think. If you chime in, 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
The eye.